Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Microsoft signs a deal with Sogou to create English language search for China. Google launches an appeal against Europe's right to be forgotten ruling. And Tencent and JD.com work together to destabilize Alibaba. Microsoft has joined forces with Chinese search engine Sogou to launch a new English language search portal. The move comes not long after Microsoft announced the closure of its Chinese language MSN service. According to Sogou, the new service will allow Chinese users access to trillions of pieces of English language information and will be able to automatically translate Chinese search requests to find users' English results. They also said that the aim would be to provide China with the English language content in order to better serve the growing demand for global information. While Sogou is a relatively lesser-known search engine around the world, the deal comes during a Chinese government investigation into the ethics of the country's largest search engine, Baidu, which accounts for 70% of the market. Google has made an appeal to a French court in order to get the country's right to be forgotten ruling removed from its global sites. Whilst the French ruling was passed by the EU in 2014 for European citizens, it can apply even when the websites themselves are not hosted within Europe. Google has maintained that it does remove valid requests for removal, but that it does not currently remove effective pages from sites outside of Europe, such as Google.com, something they have been ordered to do. The search engine has argued that the ruling should not apply outside the EU or France's jurisdiction, as one country should not have the right to impose its rules on the citizens of other countries. In an open letter printed in the French newspaper Le Monde, Google suggested that it would set a dangerous precedent for less open and democratic countries to start imposing their laws worldwide. Online retailer JD.com is tightening its connection to Tencent in a hope of destabilizing Alibaba's continuing dominance of e-commerce in the country. The two companies have held a partnership since 2014, but announced this week that they developed a marketing and branding tool in order to share big data. Whilst Tencent will share public accounts data gathered from its social media platform WeChat, JD.com will provide transactional data gathered from what users have bought through their online store. JD.com said that by sharing this data, both companies would be able to target consumers more accurately using platforms such as WeChat. Both companies insist, however, that the Chinese economic slowdown will not affect their new strategy, as their promotions will be limited to products people actually want. Trading your own goods via an online marketplace around Europe is usually a fairly simple decision, eBay or Amazon. However, in Poland, with 75% of Poles placing it before either of their global counterparts, Allegro leads the marketplace. With Amazon not even active and eBay playing a very minor role, Allegro is by far the go-to place for online shopping in the country. If a foreign online retailer wishes to reach Poland, this must be done through allegro.pl and must be a Polish language website. Part of the company's success is its early launch in 1999, from where it's continued to grow, now boasting 14 million customers and a current brand awareness in Poland of nearly 99%. And finally, with Ramadan just around the corner for the world's Muslim community, Google's Indonesian office has released search patterns from last year's festival. The results show that searches for Ramadan-related terms began its increase up to 1 week before the start of the fasting period and only returns to normal 1 week afterwards. During the fasting period itself, however, interest in shopping and particularly food increases. While travel searches increase by 30% as people visit family, shopping-related searches go up by a similar amount, likely due to people looking for gifts. Terms like rendang, an Indonesian rice cake, and beef curry, and menu for breakfast fast increased dramatically compared to the rest of the year, showing food is of particularly keen interest over this time. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. I'll see you next time. Thank you.